Yeah.
Six o'clock. Hold a minute to order. You got a quorum?
Yes, we do have a quorum.
Excellent. Any public comments?
I got one public statement.
Fantastic. Moving on, approval of the meeting minutes. Parks Board meeting minutes of May 7, 2024. Do we have time to review the minutes?
I can't make a motion.
Any questions? Motion to approve the minutes?
Review, reasonable to me. I make a motion.
Second? Beautiful, thank you. All right, moving to agenda items, discussion of action, purchase.
All in favor?
Oh, all in favor, yeah.
And you get to vote, I was gonna say, I didn't make that clear.
You get to vote, it doesn't matter.
Because we have two absent.
Yes.
You were voting.
Oh, so all in favor? All right. There you go, Tony.
Okay, thank you, sorry.
We're gonna make a record meeting today. Discussion on action, purchase of the security camera for Cross Denver Parks. And I'm guessing this is a remark to the vandalism that took place on the bathroom?
Yes, I'm gonna go ahead and read the brief. You probably all read it already, but I'm just gonna read it to you just to go over it. So on Wednesday, July 24th, 2024, possibly between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m., the Cross Denver Park restrooms were severely vandalized. The interior walls of the women's restroom was spray painted with Baldwin graffiti, and the commode seal was broken in an attempt to pull it from the wall. All interior walls, door, floor, sink, mirror, commode, and hand dryer of the men's restroom were heavily spray painted with more of the same. Fortunately, none of the damage was irreparable, but the Public Works Department spent about $100 at work a total of 6 man-hours for reparations before the restroom could be reopened. Based on the content and that most of the damage was in the men's room, I said the apologies are included. Well, Park Police Department believed that the perpetrators were likely young males approximately 11 to 14 years of age. Just 2 weeks prior, upon tending to the restroom maintenance, our park superintendent found the toilet also clogged, that he had to snake the line to clear it, and the entire sink was smeared with what appeared to be blood. Additionally, he has to clean the feces smeared on the walls of both restrooms several times before. Unfortunately, these matters of disgust and disrespect are inherent to public restrooms. The restrooms across Timbers Park are locked 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and the park is surveilled by a security camera by the Willow Park Police Department and Willow Park Police Department 24/7. However, catching this vandalism is difficult since it takes place inside of the restrooms. Staff believes that adding a second camera on the roofline of the restrooms, giving a clear view of those who move in and out of the restrooms, and additional surveillance signage will help to deter this behavior and provide WPPD better opportunities for evaluation and identification of persons of interest. The addition of the additional camera will be an estimate cost of $3,000, not to exceed $3,000, funds which are available within the Parks Department current fiscal budget. If you have any questions or information regarding the crimes committed, so please contact the Willow Park Police Department or emergency 911. Staff recommends the purchase and installation of the second camera and signage for Cross Timbers Park. So this is an action item.
Do we have an actual price for the camera?
The price that I received was approximately $1,511.55. So it shouldn't be up to $3,000. That's not including the signage, which I'll just get from Blue Ridge Sign. So it shouldn't be very much for the signage. Just the, you know, the little sign that smile you're on camera kind of thing on the door or something to bring attention to the fact that there is an additional camera there. We have a sign in between the restrooms that does say this park is under surveillance, but it was just past the frame as to where you can actually see the faces of the people coming and going into the restroom. So that's why the additional camera, we thought it's gonna be on the peak of the roof line, and that way it'll be a, I think it's a 100 degree, so it can actually see down around the park area. So, yes, sir.
Is there an opportunity to amend some grammar in there, if possible? I mean,
yes,
that's a minor thing, but the main question is, why do we want to warn them that there's an extra camera? Why don't we just put the camera up?
Just to deter the behavior.
Right, but yeah. I would suggest not warning them. Well, just catch them.
I think the idea is you still have to repair the bathrooms.
Correct.
If, if you have someone who sees the sign and they go, I'm going to get caught, then you don't have to repair the bathrooms. So the idea is...
And if they're minors, you may not be able to find them anyway.
Because it's likely going to happen over and over again and be different people. So we'd be dealing with multiple ones and probably prosecuting them and getting nothing out of that type of a crime. So we'd be out $3,000 every time we have to fix the bathroom, and we'd never get that money back from them through the court process. So
I'm not even used to doing that.
I'm going to say that that's not likely that that would ever be something that over and over, if it's repeated, that because it'll be different juveniles every time, or non-juveniles, but yeah, you have to, I think the prosecution of it, it would be risky for us to make the, get the money back.
Yeah, I think I agree with that, right? Determining is a good idea, 100%. I do kind of agree with where you're coming from, because I would like to cash them as well, but I doubt what expense, right? I'd rather not deal with the problem, period. You said that we spent about $100 to fix it, but that's not counting, counting the man hours.
That was 4 guys, 6 hours to clean them, paint them, and try and get them back to working order.
So $100 becomes $1,000. I think this is a very straightforward issue. I don't see why we couldn't get a camper, especially if we can get it for less than, let's say, $1,500.
Yeah.
Which should be a reasonable amount of money for a high quality, like literally high definition camera that you can read a license plate, so to speak.
We were having the contractor actually look and see if they can make sure they can use the existing wiring that's there and that it still hooks up to the system that we already have, so that there's the additional transcenders or whatever it is that they transmitters that they have to do for everything. So he said he believed that they could use the same equipment that they have. And that's why I said 3,000, because I want to get a little buffer that it's $1,500 for the camera, and if we have to do any extra stuff in there that we're covering.
Who monitors that camera, the PD or?
PD.
Okay.
So you're saying the angle that we have now just doesn't catch it. So
yes.
Would this allow, what I'm hoping is that if PD is monitoring that 24/7, especially 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.,
yes,
when there should not be anyone going in,
yes,
that would be, they have the ability to see that, immediately go, somebody just broke in.
Yes.
And as well as recording.
Yes.
Someone broke in and we didn't quite catch it because we were a wreck on the interstate or something,
sure,
and had it manned. And then, so it would have that capability of both recording and instant response to.
Yes, they did look at the video, but as I said, the camera angle now is at the top of the pole, that pole right there, and it covers the playground.
Okay.
So it's mostly the playground and the parking lot. It doesn't cover quite as far. It only clips the top of the restrooms. So to see who actually was going in and out, it wasn't clear enough to be able to see who was actually going, right there in that area, but also not as far as into the restroom. So
do you know when they reviewed that? Were they able to see that there were people in the area?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that. Sorry. Right. They just told me that they weren't able to capture anything.
Okay.
So
I'm assuming they were gonna place the camera in a manner in which you can see the person coming to the restroom but not pointing at the door in the event that the door actually is open. Because I can see these coming back as a privacy issue for, a resident, but
it wouldn't be. It's at the interior of the restroom.
Right.
It's just at the roof lawn railing.
It's pointing down at whoever's walking in and out, but nothing coming back.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the purchase of a security camera for Crossing the Park.
And I'll second it.
Okay, moving on to this.
All in favor?
All in favor, sorry.
And you can stop that as well.
Yes.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
All right, discussion number 3, concept for Kingsgate Park improvements by Westwood Professional Services. And I believe we have a map and a pricing list. Thank you, Tony.
I'm just going to read the same thing again. There's been much discussion about desired improvements to Kingsgate Park, including restrooms, adding parking, more playground equipment, and sporting areas. On May 14, 2024, the Willow Park City Council approved a contract with Westwood Professional Services to formally program this park rather than choose random projects and placement. Presented is Westwood's first and second rendering of potential programming for Kingsgate Park. The creation of these concepts took into consideration the 2019 Parks and Trails Master Plan and its community feedback, and the park's current uses, demographics, and topography, for the near 30-acre park space. Westwood suggests that a new community survey be conducted before adopting any design, since 5 years of growth and typical change in demographics can affect choices of interest for park amenities. This process would likely involve 2 town hall meetings. The estimated cost for all improvements was placed at your seat, totaling $7,813,950, separated into 3 phases. Also included on the back page is the OPC for relocation costs for Memorial Park. That would be to the front of the City Hall lot, but that is a different project. So that's not something we're going to be discussing today. We're just discussing the Kingsgate Park. This is just a discussion item. We're not voting on anything for action for that today.
So, I was at the meeting with Westwood, so hitting the highlights of what they were looking at. Very much looked at the floodway, floodplain, making sure we're not putting structures in areas that could potentially be damaged in a heavy rain. That's essentially what that area is for. But all of the area, I don't know if y'all were able to review all of the stuff that's in the packet. Had pictures of the existing park, things that are just of interest, and they were very excited about some of the history of the area and things that were kind of there before when the racetrack was there. So in looking at that, their whole idea for the park was to kind of incorporate that with some trails and other things. So I don't know if we could hit the highlights, Tony, of just when you started Area 1, the parking lot.
And I put the pictures up behind you.
Okay, yes.
So you can see that.
It was just honestly, this is a very dream type of thing. I think what we were impressed with this whole plan was that it certainly is flexible such that several of these areas, if we take our survey and find that, for example, basketball courts were, I think, one of our top ones, if that's kind of no longer on it, and we'll see pickleball and things like that. Those areas could change based on what our survey from our citizens, and that's really important that, you know, we're looking at some things. Like there's, I think, a disc golf area in the floodway. What we see is quite a bit of different options, but like I said, the survey could tell us what we want to do with some of those. We have some pavilion type options, additional playground equipment, soccer field, things like that. Bathrooms is definitely one of the biggest. So looking at putting a bathroom in kind of near the current playground that would be accessible to the parking area. Our trails that are already in through Weatherford Mountain Bike Club will kind of wander through the whole area. Westwood also looked at what the facilities that are part of the multifamily housing, dog park and things like that. We do have an additional dog park option in there, item number 7. You know, those are all things that if we see through the survey, that would help us prioritize what they are. But I think what I see, just to let y'all know, when she showed us this is, really, we started with where you can put the bathroom, how much parking, you know, very simple things that we need. So having this idea allows us to maybe potentially spend the money and get kind of a skeleton in of things and then raise money to do different parts of it. Say additional trails or disc golf, pickleball, soccer fields. We think there are groups outside of the city who might be interested and want to participate in fundraising. That would help us say, well, with their help, just like with Weatherford Mountain Bike Club, that essentially did all the fundraising for the trails on our own, and the city didn't fund any of it. we might be able to do some of these faster depending on what the interest is in the community. So that is a lot of me talking about some of this. The idea that we had was, as Tony mentioned, the idea was we need to update that survey regardless of what we do. If we want to go out for grant money for anything in our city, any parks and trails project, we need an updated survey every 5 years. That's just a thing that's important for us to have to get grant money. So what we were thinking is it might be good to have a town hall meeting where we share this kind of conceptual plan and say nothing is set in stone, but we would use that town hall to form the survey and ask citizens that come to the town hall, what questions would you like to see on the survey? So before we open that up online, I think it would pretty much be all online, but of course the option of some people emailing response or whatever. But that would allow us to get input from the citizens to make the survey. Then after we have the survey complete and tallied, we do another town hall to see where we stand and talk to everyone and kind of accept the survey to an amendment to our plan. So that's our idea. I don't know if y'all like that process. We're trying to get as much public input as possible.
Love it.
Okay.
Good.
Yes.
A lot of this problem with the restroom, has any thought been given to, you know, some other arrangement for restroom, like Weatherford has those porta potties, but bigger ones. But so I don't know if they get vandalized and stuff. And if they do, it's not probably a big deal. I don't know what the cost is, but
it's. I looked into that last week, as a matter of fact, and I just So it's like about $250 or so, $270 for a month, and they're cleaned once a week. For a porta potty, for a handicap accessible porta potty. So very, very reasonable. The aesthetics of it, you know, but we could do a surround sort where it just kind of pockets inside of it, and you can even make it so it kind of has a door so that it's not as much of an eyesore, and pour a pad for it. So we can make a semi-permanent spot for it in the same place where this would be or nearby it, if we don't want to pull the trigger on that quite yet. Because that was obviously, after all of this, that is a concern of mine as well. But
well, it could get worse than that. I mean, you could have people living in there.
Yeah,
I've been in them before elsewhere, and there's somebody living in there. Mm-hmm.
They'll be locked
somewhere else.
Well, if you're living in there, you don't mind it locked. It keeps the vandals out.
They will.
Well, I think one of the biggest things we said about that, David, is given the idea of doing a survey and everything, we could actually, if we know that's the location, we can do that quickly. So that way you could have that, see how the porta potty situation, you know, rather than waiting a year and a half to get funding and do a whole lot of water lines and sewer, we could put that up as a temporary, and that might give us an idea of, okay, is everybody complaining about that? Do they want something nicer looking? What does it look like? You know, building the surround. I'm familiar with that with very like golf tournaments.
Almost like a picket fence around it, so it has a cover so you don't see it, and also the wind and vandals don't knock it over, because it's attractive nuisance for them to tip the porta potty over. So if you have kind of a fence that's around it, then it would stop that, where it can still be accessed to be moved and changed out if necessary and clean, but yet it's not
Do they knock those big ones over? I mean, I understand the smaller ones, but the bigger ones are really
I guess it depends on how many you're trying to push it, I would say. But, it's a little more of a challenge, but they're not as large. I mean, they're about 1.5 size of regular porta potty. So,
That's definitely, I think, one of our thoughts was start with that.
Yeah.
Get that done, and then that way you can assess.
And end with that.
Well, I mean, then you know after a year or so of using it, is this working just fine?
Yeah. What I'm thinking is the residents, if it's really bad, they go home, but maybe they can't make it home, so that would work. I mean, you're probably not going in those things unless you have to.
Right.
But that's okay.
But if you have to, then.
But if you have to, then there they are.
Well, we've had a lot of requests. If you use those trails for walking, you know, if you're, I mean, I know my 70-plus-year-old neighbor does, you know, the idea of having a bathroom nearby is kind of necessary. I mean,
right,
you have children.
Right.
If you have a children in a playground, you need a restroom. You just do. That's just,
mm-hmm.
you don't need 3-year-olds out there without the ability to go to the restroom. So, so we definitely need to have some sort of bathroom set up. But but that would, you know, and that, honestly, I'm going to say, that's something that might be worthy of discussing in the town hall, you know, and getting the feedback and having people say, I don't want porta potties there, you know, and seeing what the public input for a restroom is. So, you know,
well,
good thing to put on the agenda.
Everyone will have different needs,
right?
Right. An adult versus a parent with a kid that they have and might have the need for a attention table, for instance,
right.
Might need something more than just a porta potty, but also my biggest concern, the biggest thing, is what are we catering to at the beginning of the face, on the beginning phases of the construction side. I think porta potty would probably do the job just fine. You know, throw a fence around or whatever for privacy if you really, you know, want to do that. I think as we develop the park to the later stages and becomes a more high-end venue for people to actually come over and enjoy, they might not be sufficient enough for what we're trying to cater to, right? So I believe that if the city's gonna spend the money on it, and this is not a small amount of money, I would like to see that money used well and have a proper establishment that is we're proud of, and we can actually not only have the residents use, but also cater to other cities as well for them to come over, right? With this little the backyard of the district, therefore, there is already an expectation of the location. Folks that might be coming to the district might end up at the park. So I think that we will have some pressure from that end as well to make sure that our establishment mimics what the rest of that area looks like. And so I definitely think that we have to take a lot of things into consideration, and the public will have to definitely weigh on this heavily. This is not a small amount of money. I am concerned about the prices of some of the items. I've read through some of the lists. I think that my other question will be, do we have another developer that will offer a bid, maybe one or two more that can put a bid on and see what prices come out to be?
If it's over $50,000, it has to go out for bid anyway.
For bid, yeah. So,
so,
I mean, I would love to see multiple bids on these.
Yeah, this is,
for this amount of money.
I will say, these are extremely high estimates.
Yes, yes.
They don't want us to be surprised. So the contingency, 30% contingency, is way higher than we'll see. This is just for your general. If we actually ask Westwood to develop plans for this, a lot of these costs would likely come down.
Right.
This is just your pie in the sky estimate at the start. And then once they actually develop the construction plans, you're likely to see these come down. The contingency will come down because they'll know more about things like sewer lines and things like that.
Right.
So, that's to know Westwood is estimating very high so that we don't say, oh, we thought this was a $1 million park, not a $9 million park.
And remember, too, this is comparing what they did for Cross Denver's Park,
mm-hmm.
wherein they contracted a company to manage this entire project.
Mm-hmm.
We have people internally now that can help to do that. So instead of having them hire someone who hires someone, we can kind of go directly to the playground company and say, this is what we want, what's on sale, can we match it together, can we pick the colors, can we piece things so that it's seamless, and do something to that scale too. We don't necessarily have to give a package deal for all of it through another vendor. So we can do some of this ourselves.
Nice.
I think. I'm not going to straddle myself with that, but I think.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine, you know, saving us however we can as a city. I just don't want, you know, I will hate to see a park that it looks okay,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and then we sell for that, dropping, you know, $1 million in it, right? If we're going to build it, let's do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So people actually will enjoy going there, we'll look forward to going there, and probably bring other external, you know, folks to the area that we, you know, we need that area to be developed, you know, not only from the park side, but also from the commercial side. We need that area to, you know, the district is kind of hiding behind there. So we need more traffic in there. And this might be one of the ways to get it. So, very nice.
Yes.
Well, I think what we would do as a discussion only, but the idea is picking a time for town hall, probably sometime this fall, just to get the process together for the survey. So that would be the next, that we'll just notify all, because it would be a Parks Board issue to do a town hall survey.
Sounds like you had your work out.
Okay.
You got a lot of work coming.
Yeah, well, this is like even just a tiny part of the job. And so we did discuss, I know Ms. Hannah was asking us about the estimate on the back, the Kingsgate, the Memorial Plaza, that's not part of Kingsgate, that is not, you know, it's not specified in any area there, but it is the idea of if we wanted to move our Veterans Memorial from the existing spot on Ranch House Road to this new part, this new area in front of the City Hall. And so that, as we said, is not on our agenda, but that's something that we'll probably discuss later if we want to have that kind of as a project. I also, as I mentioned for the other things, things like soccer fields and pickleball courts, this is something that I think that could be a definitely funded some from the city, but also have a nice fundraiser set up, because I think the community would get behind fundraising for a Veterans Memorial Park. So, those are my own comments on that.
Any other comments or questions?
Okay, night, buddy. Since you were going to ask the public, I'll just jump in the public. I love the emphasis on the history. You're going to have a lot of people coming into the city, and people who come in new love to come into a city with history, especially since all of the Wilkes development is based on that history. My neighborhood, Meadow Place Estates, is all based on that history. And since we don't have much other history than that, I just love the idea of focusing on the history and making it more like a long-term home as opposed just to a stopping point, or we're so new that we don't have any history.
Yes, well, I will say, when we do the town hall, we'll have Westwood come, and it's Glenda, isn't it, that works with Glenda? So Glenda, that was very much when she had the photos of everything, and they talked about it, and I said, you know, this is something that's probably worthwhile for us to interview some of our citizens, Jim Martin, Kay Davis, people who were around when that was created, so we get that history documented and put on plaques and various parts of that. So yes, that was, I mean, I can't tell you how excited they were to go, wow, this isn't just a raked over land, this has got something
exactly.
We want everyone to see. So yes, that, as you said, the Wilkes property, Willow Park North, a big horse, you know, that's their theme is around that whole idea that, of our history of there being a racetrack. So allowing everyone in East Parker County to know that history by putting it in various places is exactly what we had thought. They even talked about just the creeks, riparian habitat, things like that we would play up some of the ecological things as well. So there's a lot we could do, and it could be, I believe, a very big crown jewel for the city of Willow Park to have a nice public space. We've already got the, that Wilkes has put in the district with an amphitheater. You can have even a little bit more gathering space on the city side of the creek. So. And then, as we know, hopefully that will all continue up as other property to the west-ish develops, so we can continue it on. So, okay, great.
Great.
Thank you.
Any further comments, questions? Okay, moving on to informational. So the Weather for Mountain Bike Club and the City of Willow Park will be hosting a ribbon cutting by the Parker County Chamber of Commerce for the Trinity Track at Kingsgate Park on Thursday, August 15, 2024 at 11 a.m. All are invited to attend.
And this will also be for the Kingsgate Park ribbon cutting as well. So we added for both of them to make it a little more grandiose as opposed to just the trail. So we'll actually do, make it part of the grand opening to the park as well.
Very nice. Are we sending out any notices through the Facebook page?
We did put some. I think she put out some today.
And I will assume Larry's doing his thing to spreading the news.
Yes.
All right. Any other comments or questions? Tell me.
So our next meeting would be November?
Yes.
Really?
Kingsgate Park.
All right, 6:31.
I do have a question on the sidewalk to the park. It doesn't show the one on the, like I said, the west side of the river. So is that not considered part of the park?
It's not ours. Yeah, this is just what the city owns. Mm-hmm. So the opposite side is owned by the water.
Well, we have access to it.
Yes.
Yes, it's all connected.
Yes. And the trail will connect the two as well. So, yes.
You can make it through that bridge, right?
Yes.
Plus, there's one on the website. Yeah. Isn't it, though?
6:31.
Just like the KMZ downloads?
Right.
Is the KMZ downloads or possible?
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Exciting. This is good.
She's going to print you one. It's too exciting.
Very nice.
Yeah, obviously, this is something that will benefit the young and the old.
Security cameras.
Well, I think when Edward was
just a little more information about that, and then the concept plan. It's in three phases. It's kind of like a buffet that you pick one. We talked about the fact of putting in like a skeleton, you know, pick things like bathrooms and a couple of things to put in like a skeleton, and then going, and then the whole one of the main purposes putting it, the conceptual plan, into the master parks and trails plan is to be able to go out for grants and funding. You have to have that in order to be able to go out for federal and state grants and funding. So you have this, you put it in. These are what she called estimates, extremely high estimates. Westwood put extremely high estimates in there and then stuck in the 30% contingency fan so that everybody understands this is not a small undertaking, but you know, you don't have to do it all at once and there's a way to save money, but they've been bitten before by actually the wastewater treatment plant that the engineer underestimated. And they ended up having to go out twice to, inflation hit, and they had to go out again to get the get enough money to fund it. And we have to have a new wastewater treatment plant because we've grown to the point where the Texas the Water Development Board says it's by law, you have to have, if you have this many people, you have to have this size of wastewater treatment plant. So it was a big hit that wasn't necessary. Had we known that it could have been higher than that. So it'll probably be less than that, but this is just to give a ballpark of what, so it ends up being about 5 million for number one and 1 million for number two and another million for number three. And these things listed and how much they're going to cost on both sides and how much they're going to cost. It's in there. Oh my gosh. Historical markers. Here. Historical markers. They've already got, hang on. I think I'm just getting ready to My computer, I've done it. Have I put it up already? Exactly. They've got, you know, the water tower that Wilkes left up there, and they've got. Oh, well, then you're gonna want to bring those, because that's going to be part of.
I have pictures of every spot of construction.
Kathy, right? Did I remember your name? I'm sorry, your name?
Catherine,
sorry.
It's okay.
I'm going to go introduce you and let you, because that's, again, I think that one of the things that makes Willow Park more interesting is that we do have a history. People go to Aledo because they've been here for hundreds of years, they have a history, okay? Even Hudson Oaks is all commercial, so it doesn't have that much residential. Even it has that history of being commercial, but.
Was the birthplace of the Metro Cleveland.
I did not know that. Parker County?
Trinity.
Oh my gosh. Come here.
You have to be arrested. We have to be arrested. Photo matches and surveys.
Based on the very large and involved in the right.